Sure. Matt Smigo, Manager of State Government Relations for Michigan Farm Bureau.
2018's legislative session here in Michigan wrapping itself up with quite a bit of action that really does affect our ag industry here in the state. Matt, can you give us a little bit of an overview of some of those top issues you've been following this year and maybe some where they ended up at the end of the year?
Sure. It's been a very productive session for Michigan agriculture. We started the year with some pretty major victories for our industry in the form of DEQ oversight panels. We have three new panels that are part of our state law to provide oversight for the DEQ. Additionally, we have some clarifications now for our application of the sales and use tax for farms and what applies and what we are clarified and exempted from. Additionally, we had some clarifications on our water withdrawal program and the site-specific review process to streamline that, give the DEQ some additional tools to assist growers to get through that process based on science in a more expeditious and cost-effective way. So those were some of the early out-the-gate issues that we were able to achieve and to provide some relief for our farmers in the state. We've also had a very productive legislative lame duck session post the election, and some of the highlights that I'll bring up for successes there. Obviously, we spent a lot of time and effort on wetland reforms. That's an issue that we continue to talk about in Michigan, and how we want to our state program to interact with the federal program. Senate Bill 1211, which is now Public Act 631. Provides a lot of valuable clarifications for landowners, requiring the DEQ to clarify if there's a violation of the act, where in the law or the rule the violation occurred. Additionally, if a permit is required, it requires the department to work with landowners on getting through that process to try to streamline that approach. Additionally, if there's an enforcement action by the DEQ against a landowner, and that results into a court action, if the landowner prevails in that court action, they have the ability to recoup legal fees as a portion of that process. So additionally, the bill clarifies definitions. One of the things that it does is now directly correlates Michigan's wetland definitions to the Waters of the United States definition, which has obviously been a discussion broader at the federal level. U.S. EPA, in a similar time frame just last month, issued a new clean water rule. And so we expect that to interact with our state program. Of course, Michigan is obligated to meet the federal minimum in administering the program here in Michigan. And so we believe that this aligns Michigan and the federal program more nicely than maybe it has historically. Beyond the wetlands reforms, we had some other bills that have gone through process relating with commercial truck traffic. What was House Bill 5945, now PA 533 of 2018, would allow or would exclude, rather, agricultural vehicles from local ordinances that prohibit through commercial truck traffic. We've seen that popping up around some communities in the state where they're using local ordinances as a sword to prohibit a number of vehicles, but inadvertently has also caught up some of our agricultural vehicles. So this would clarify, with some exceptions, the ability for agricultural equipment and vehicles to move in those areas. Back on the water topic, Water Use Advisory Council will be reconstituted by the legislature. What was House Bill 6123, now PA 509 of 2018, would reestablish the Water Use Advisory Council and provide it with direct charge to make recommendations to the DEQ, MDARD, and DNR on improvements to our state water withdrawal statute. And so that also became law with the governor's pen. One other bill that we would highlight is dealing with industrial hemp, and there's a package of bills actually dealing with that. House Bill 6330 is the primary bill in the package, and that would establish a hemp advisory board as well as requiring MDARD to establish an industrial hemp licensing program. So it basically puts the framework in the state of Michigan. Obviously, I think a lot has to be seen yet in how the new law is going to interact with the elements within the Farm Bill and how those will couple together. And I'm sure that will all be laid out in the weeks ahead.
Well, Matt, thank you for that update. Industrial hemp now going to be a legal crop here in Michigan. A lot of farmers might see that as a rotational crop or a new way to diversify. Any idea on what kind of timeline it could take to actually be growing it here in the state on that level?
Well, now that there is a legal nature for production, I think that's something that, you know, we've got a number of our members that are interested in looking at the value, whether it's fiber production, energy production. There's a lot of different uses that you can have for industrial hemp. I think some of that we're going to have to see. I don't have specific time frames yet laid out, but I think, you know, once the structure is in place, that the laws now provide for the legal production of those commodities, I would expect that we could see some additional value added into that segment of the industry.
Through the lame duck session, there were some bills that affected agriculture that did end up getting vetoed. What will Farm Bureau be following up on in 2019?
Well, we've got a lot of work to do. Obviously, we've got a new governor that has taken office, as well as a new legislature that we'll be working with as well, trying to marry some of our focus with priorities of those groups as well. I expect the infrastructure discussion is going to be one that we're going to continue to talk about, whether it be roads, broadband, natural gas pipelines. All those things are very important, obviously, for our production activities and getting those different types of infrastructure into our rural communities continues to be a focus. I expect we'll have more discussions on that. Additionally, some of the things that didn't make it through the process, the ADW for our equine industry, and trying to have some additional provisions for wagering that is within the current perspectives, but trying to clarify that within the law. That was something that was attempted to try to get through the process. That didn't make it through the governor's pen and was vetoed at the end of the day. I do expect there will probably be some continued efforts there to try to get clarifications for our horse racing industry in the state.
And Matt, any last thoughts to wrap us up with?
Obviously, we've got a lot of new faces that are going to be coming to Lansing. There's going to be approximately 70 individuals new to their role in the legislature, as well as a new governor, new lieutenant governor, new secretary of state, new attorney general. So familiarity and helping all of those folks to understand the value of agriculture is really going to be a focal point for our organization and for the industry as a whole. We look forward to working with all of those new individuals in their capacities, and look forward to the year ahead.